Arizona is in the midst of critical negotiations over water. The Colorado River will quite possibly be in shortage in 2020. To enter an agreement with the other river basin states, powerful groups within Arizona need to figure out who gets cut and how. And here to talk with us more about that is KJZZ's Brett Jaspers. Hey, Brett.
Hey.
So shortage in this context means the lake dips below a certain level, right?
Yes. And at different levels, different cuts kick in. So at the last public meeting on this, a group of eighth grade students came and they asked some pretty good basic questions about what's going on. One question tried to get at this idea of who gets cut off or limited in times of shortage. And here's how Ted Cook answered that. He's the general manager of the agency that runs the Central Arizona Project.
We know what the answer to that is, but sometimes we don't like what the answer is, that these people get cut first or those people get cut first, then those people get cut. That's why we're all meeting here, is to see if there's a way to agree to still respecting how the priorities work, make agreements among ourselves that the outcome might be different than just kind of the default outcome of what the priorities dictate.
Sounds like this could be a big change in how water is divvied up.
It could be. To understand where at least two groups are coming from, I went to two places, a water treatment plant in North Phoenix and a farm in Pinal County. Tomorrow, we'll visit Phoenix, but now I'm on Kelly Anderson's farm in Pinal County near the city of Maricopa. An irrigation ditch is flowing.
In fact, I grew up in that house right there. I knew from day one what I wanted to do.
Anderson now grows decorative wheat millet for craft stores like Hobby Lobby. He also grows regular wheat and leases fields to alfalfa farmers. He's part of an irrigation district that, along with others, is slated to lose all of its Colorado River water during shortage under a proposed drought contingency plan.
The good times with the cap water is over. We're going back to where it was back in the 70s. And you have to go back to that frame of mind, that type of management of your farm, to think about, you know, we're on groundwater, it's limited.
Anderson knew he'd have to fully return to groundwater by 2030, but the Pinal farmers thought they'd have some river water until then. Lake Mead has fallen faster than the state's expected, which is why a new plan is needed. But it threatens to make the cutoff for Pinal County farmers much more sudden. They're fighting to keep some river water to help them adjust.
It would give us a longer period of time to work on wells, to budget some capital improvements, some bonding to help with those types of projects. That was the thinking. This just, with the drought, it just really, like I said, it just really brought things to the forefront much, much quicker.
There's a reason why farmers in Pinal County are towards the back of the line when it comes to doling out river water. In the early 2000s, they swapped more secure rights for a lower priority. This water was subject to availability and would be phased out by 2030. It helped cities and the federal government settle Native American water claims. In return, the farmers got over $160 million in debt relief and cheaper water prices. Paul Orm has represented Pinal County irrigation districts for years. He says when they made earlier deals, circumstances were different.
We didn't have anything on the horizon like what we're facing now. And I think most folks who are objective in this process say, you know, this should be a shared the pain kind of situation, and we're taking the big hit of the pain up front.
But if the rules for pain and priorities are set, hasn't this already been decided? Shane Leonard is the general manager of the Roosevelt Water Conservation District, which serves farmers and residents in Maricopa County. He says there are concerns over the economic impact of Pinal County farmers losing their river water, but there's also politics.
At the end of the day, the reason why we're talking about it is because everybody recognizes the reality of there are going to be some very key folks down at the legislature that want to know that we at least tried to mitigate some of Pinal County's issues.
And Lauren, several different groups say some version of this, Pinal County and other lower priority groups like home builders, have support in the legislature, and that's why we're talking about easing them off Colorado River water.
Does the legislature have to sign off on the drought contingency plan?
Yeah. Ultimately, lawmakers have to give the state the authority to sign on the dotted line with the other basin states. But Paul Orm, the attorney for Pinal farmers we heard from, says their support is only as strong as the case for fairness they can make.
All right. And tomorrow you'll have more for us.
Yeah. We'll head to North Phoenix and look at how cities are thinking about the drought contingency plan.
All right. KJZZ's Brett Jaspers. Thanks so much, Brett.
You're welcome.